祷。
Let us pray。
亲爱天父，我们谢谢你，我们可以一同敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we may worship with you together。
求你打开你话语的亮光，让我们得到你的教导。
May you open the light of your word so that it may shine upon us。
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有一位老人家。
There once was an old man.
他最近换了牙医。
He changed a dentist.
那么当他在等这个新来的牙医的时候呢，他发觉，在墙上这个牙医的名字呢，跟他从前中学的同学的名字完全一样。
While he was waiting for the new dentist, he realized the name of the dentist is the same as a friend of his at old classmate in high school.
但是他见到这个新来的牙医的时候呢，他肯定呢，这个不是他的同学。
But when he met this new dentist, he is pretty convinced this is not his classmate.
因为他中学的同学呢，是一个又高又瘦又英俊的男孩。
Because his old classmate was tall, thin, and handsome boy.
在他面前，这个牙医呢是一个又老又有一个地中海，还有就是白头发的一个老人家。
But the one that he's meeting now is old, is bald, is kind of old man.
但是他走的时候呢，还是忍不住就问他一个问题。
But just before he was leaving, he cannot stand any longer to ask a question.
你是不是某某中学毕业的？
Did you graduate from such a high school?
他说是啊。
And he said yes.
哪一年呢？
Yeah, which year?
1971年。
1971.
这老人家就说，那么你就是我这一班的。
He said, we're the same class.
那么这牙医就看一看他。
So the dentist took a look at him.
他说你是教哪一门课的？
Which did you teach?
久别重逢呢，我们都有这个经验。
So when you reunion after long separation, we have same experiences.
有一些人呢，一直都没有改变。
Some people never change.
有一些人改变很大。
Some change a great deal.
创世纪十九章呢，可以说是一个25年的一个重逢啊。
So in Genesis 19, it's a 20 reunion after 25 years.
因为在12章的时候呢，神父叫亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡。
Because in chapter 12, God called Abraham to leave his old country.
我们知道当时有四个人离开。
We know there are only four people left the country.
这个就是亚伯拉罕。
That was Abraham.
他的妻子。
His wife.
还有他的爸爸。
And his father,
还有就是他的侄儿罗德
and then his nephew Lot.
这四个人呢，都为了寻找他们神的祝福。
These four went to seek God's blessings.
我们知道亚伯拉罕的爸爸在路上已经死掉了。
We know that Abraham's father died en route in the journey.
过了十二章以后呢，其实没有什么讲到他的侄儿是怎么样。
After chapter 12, there's nothing much mentioned about his nephew Lot.
只有在十三章里面呢，有谈到他跟亚伯拉罕分开。
Only in chapter 13, talk about their separation.
那么分开以后，他罗德怎么样呢？
So what happened to Lot after their separation?
那么我们今天就可以在十九章里面去发现他是变成一个怎么样的一个人了。
So today we can discover what kind of person did he become in chapter 19.
我们先来看罗德的灵命。
Let's look at Lot's spirituality.
第一个印象呢，其实罗德蛮好的。
The first impression, he was a pretty good person.
因为呢，在第一节里面呢，他讲到了罗德是坐在索多玛城的门口。
If because of verse 1, he says Lot was sitting at the gate of the city of Sodom.
你知道在圣经的年代呢，只有这些长老或者你是一个审判官，你才会坐在门口。
Now in those early days, Only if you are an elder or your judge, you can sit in the city gate.
你可以说罗德经过25年的努力呢，他成为城里面一个很有地位的一个人。
So you can say after 25 years, Lot became a very prominent person in
the city. 如果你看下去的时候，罗德跟亚伯拉罕做一个比较呢，你也发觉呢，他们两个人很像。
If you make a comparison between Abraham and Lot, you can see the similarities.
十八章呢，就是在亚伯拉罕遇到三个陌生人。
In chapter 18, it mentioned that Abraham met with the three strangers.
十九章其实就是罗德遇到两个陌生人。
So in chapter 19, the Lot met the two strangers.
你看见呢，他们的反应都是一样的。
You can see they have same reaction.
他们都是跑来欢迎这些陌生人。
They ran over and welcomed the strangers.
很慷慨的要接待他们。
They are very generously want to treat them.
也曾经呢，为到附近的城市去代祷。
They also made supplications for the nearby cities.
所以如果你说亚伯拉罕呢是一个灵命很活泼的一个人，那么罗德也应该是啊。
If you think Abraham is with his poor spirituality,
is 很好的灵命。
So if you think Abraham has a good spirituality,
那么罗德也应该是一样。
So Lot should be the same.
但是其实我们都知道，其实不是。
But we know that's not true.
因为我们读十九章的时候，你发觉罗德其实跟一个索多玛人差不多。
So if you read chapter 19, Lot is not much different from people in Sodom.
那么我们就来看为什么罗德会失败呢？
So let's see why he failed.
我从这十九章里面呢，我找到三个原因。
I found three reasons in chapter 19.
第一个原因呢，就是世界成为罗德的家。
So the first, the world became Lot's home.
你有没有发觉呢？罗德跟亚伯拉罕所住的地方呢是不一样的。
Did you realize the Lot and Abraham lived in different places?
十八章第一节呢，讲到亚伯拉罕呢是坐在他的帐篷门口啊。
And in chapter 18.Abraham was set in front of his tent.
所以他就是住在一个帐篷里面。
So he lived in a tent.
但是罗德却不是啊。
But Lot was different.
十九章第二节呢，他邀请这些陌生人呢到他的家里面，就是说他是住在一个房子里面。
So in verse 2 in chapter 19, Lot invited the strangers into his home, so we know he lived in a house.
是不是亚伯拉罕住不起一个房子。
Is that because Abraham can't afford a house?
其实我们都知道不是。
We know that's not true.
其实亚伯拉罕知道这个迦南地呢不是他的家。
But when Abraham knows Canaan is not his hometown.
他只是寄居在这个地上面。
He's only an alien living there.
等到有一天神借进了迦南地，把这个地给他的后裔以后呢，这个地才是他们的家。
Only one day after God has given the land to His offspring, that would become their home.
但是呢，罗德却不是这样子。
But Lot was different.
你看十三章的第十节里面呢，你就发现罗德为什么他会搬去这个地方啊？
So if you go to chapter 13, You know why Lot moved to this place.
十三章呢，他形容呢，在这边呢，就是罗德看见呢，这个约旦河的平原呢，就是其实讲到索多玛、俄摩拉这个地方，就好像埃及跟耶和华的一个院子一样。
So when Lot looked at the place which is on the Jordan River, it's the same place as Sodom and Gomorrah. It feels like it's like a beautiful garden of the Egyptians.
所以呢，他最后呢就确定要搬靠近这个地方。
That's why he chose to live close to that place.
他很羡慕这个所多玛城的荣华。
So he really lost after the city of Sodom.
所以在十二节呢，他就讲到了他渐渐挪移帐篷，直到所多玛。
It starts in verse 12. Says he gradually moved his tent toward Sodom.
最后他把他的家搬进这个城市。
So finally he moved his home into the city.
圣经讲到这个世界的时候呢，有其中有一个意思。
So when the Bible means to use the word, the world has a meaning.
这个就是在约翰一书的第二章十五节里面所讲的。
So if you go to 1 John, verse 2, chapter 2, verse 15.
里面讲到了，谈到这个世界的时候呢，其实它是谈到这个世上的肉体的情欲，还有就是眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
So when we talk about the world, he talked about the lust of the world, the lust of the eye, and the pride of this life.
这些事情是神不喜欢的。
Those things does not please God.
我们其实做基督徒呢，我们也了解，其实这些是我们基督徒不应该去羡慕的。
So as Christians, those are not the things we should be envious for.
但是很多时候我们的反应是怎么样呢？
But how do we usually react?
我们就好像罗德一样的。
We're just like Lot.
就是站在远远的看着这个世界。
We stand from afar and watch at the world.
我们告诉自己就是只要我们不犯罪就好了。
We tell ourselves as long as we don't sin.
但我们一直在望这个世界的时候呢，慢慢我们心里面就问一个问题了。
So as we continue to watch this world, we start to ask a question.
究竟我们可以站多近而不犯罪呢？
Just how close can we stand near the city without sin?
那么我们一天一天就靠近这个世界。
So every day we get closer to the world.
有一天这个世界成为我们的家，我们也不知道。
So one day the world became our home, we don't even know it.
其实我们常常面对这个引诱。
So we often face this temptation.
好像年轻人拍拖的时候呢，他们常常问一个问题。
So when the young people, when they date, they often ask a question.
就是他们身体上面的接触有可以有多小才不算是犯罪呢？
Just how much they can get close physically without sin.
我们其实成人也有这个问题啊。
So as adults, we have the same problem.
就是我们常常买东西买多少才不算是浪费在烟络当中呢？
In other words, it's when we buy things, how much can we buy without thinking it's a waste?
其实面对世界这个引诱的时候，
So when we face temptations of the world,
我们不应该问就是我们站多近才不算是犯罪。
We shouldn't ask how close can we stand without sin.
其实这个问题 不在这个距离上面。
So the question is not distance.
其实是你的方向上面。
It's in your direction.
就是如果你是望着神的时候，你就不会犯罪。
If you are looking at God, you shall not sin.
如果你是望着这个世界的时候，有一天这个世界会搬，你会搬进这个世界成为你的家，你都不知道。
So if you look at the world, one day you will move into it without knowing it.
第二个原因为什么罗德会失败呢？
So the second reason why did Lot fail?
就是呢，世界是他的朋友。
So the world became his friend.
如果你看我们刚刚念完十九章的时候呢， 你知道所多玛其实是一个很恐怖的一个地方。
We just read chapter 19. Sodom is a pretty terrible place.
就是在第四节里面，当这些城里面的人知道有两个陌生人进到他的城以后。
So in verse 4, when the people in Sodom realized two strangers came into his house.
那么圣经形容呢，就是连老带少来到这个罗德的房子外面。
So the Bible says the people who are old and young, they came to outside Lot's house.
意思就是全个城里面的男人都站在他的房子外面了。
It means all the men of the city came, stood outside his house.
第五节呢，他就说，今日晚上到你们哪里来的人在哪里，把他们带出来，任我们所为。
So in verse 5 he says, Where are the men who came to your to you tonight? Bring them out, let us have sex with them.
你看见我们中文跟英文的翻译很有一点不一样啊。
So you see the Chinese translation is different from the English translation.
英文是很明显的，其实这些人就要行强暴在这些陌生人身上。
So the English translation is very obvious. Those people who are going to have violent acts against those people.
其实在犹大书呢里面他有解释呢，这些人要行立性的行为。
In the book of Jude, they have an explanation. They're going to do terrible acts.
这个其实就是同性恋。
So it's homosexuality.
其实为什么我们中文圣经简直翻译这篇文雅呢？我觉得就是因为我们长出来的不好意思。
So why does Chinese translate this way? Because we're embarrassed to say it.
但是你有没有留意罗德是怎么称呼索多玛城里面的人呢？
But did you pay attention how did Lot call the people in Sodom?
在第七节他说众弟兄。
Then in verse 7, he says, brothers.
有一个翻译就是我的朋友啊。
Another translation is my friends.
你看，世界是罗德的朋友。
Now you can see the world is his friend.
在箴言里面呢，有一句话。
There's a saying in the Proverbs.
懒交朋友的自毁败坏。
If you become friends with people, you're looking for destruction.
这一句话我常常提醒很多弟兄姊妹。
I often use this to remind people.
但是很多人都不同意这句话。
But many people disagree with this.
他说与世人做朋友有什么不好呢？
So what's wrong be friends with the world?
如果你不跟他们做朋友，你怎么跟他们传福音呢？
If you don't be friends with them, how can you tell them the gospel?
耶稣也是罪人的朋友啊。
So Jesus is a friend of the sinners.
那么要看你朋友的定义是什么。
Then we have to see what's your definition for a friend.
如果你朋友的定义就是你爱他。
If your definition for a friend is you love him.
其实我这个没有反对。
Then I would not oppose it.
因为圣经的确要求我们去爱我们的邻舍。
So,The Bible did teach us to love our neighbors.
但是如果你朋友的定义是接纳他们这个世界观的时候呢，我就不同意。
If your definition of a friend is you're going to adopt their world view, then I would disagree.
我提醒你，就是刚刚我们念到这个箴言十八章二十四节，你这样子做是自毁败坏。
So I want to remind you, just like we read in the Proverbs, if you do so, you'll be ruined.
你看罗德你就知道。
If you look at Lot, you know.
为什么我这样子讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为你看他的反应呢，你就知道他已经变成一个索多玛人呢，他也自己都不了解。
If you see his reaction, you know he become a person just like the...If people in the Sodom, he doesn't even know it.
第八节，他就是他的一个回答，对索多玛人的一个回答。
So in verse 8 is his response to the people of Sodom.
他说：“我有两个女儿，还是处女，容我领出来，任凭你们的心愿而行。”
So he said, "I have two daughters. They have never slept with a man. I'll bring them out. You can do whatever you wish."
你看见他的回答其实跟索多玛人的要求的分别只是一个程度上面的不同。
So you can see his response, the difference between his response and people of Sodom is only a difference of a degree.
其实两个想法都是一个很没有道德的一个提议。
So both their thinking are kind of immoral.
只有在这个程度上面他们是不同。
They're only different in the degree.
你今天跟一个还没信耶稣的人，你的分别是在哪里？
So what is your difference from a non-believer today?
是不是只是一个程度上面的分别？
It's only differences of a degree.
你可能说，我没有偷公司的东西啊。
You may say, I never steal things from my company.
我只是偷懒而已。
I'm just lazy.
好，可能呢，你说我没有好像这些赌徒一样呢，去这些赌场去赌钱。
So I'm not like those people who go to the casino and gamble.
我只是在看世界杯的时候跟我的朋友打赌而已。
I only make a bet when I watch the World Cup.
如果你的朋友就是世界，
If your friends is the world,
你会效法他们。
Then you will follow their examples.
有一天你会变成好像他们，你自己也没有发觉。
One day you become just like them, but you do not even know.
第三个原因，为什么罗德失败呢？
The third reason why did Lot fail?
就是因为世界是罗德所爱的。
Because the world is what the Lot loved.
我们知道，其实神很怜悯罗德。
Actually, God has mercy on Lot.
所以呢，这两个天使呢，就告诉罗德，我快要毁灭这个城市呢。
That's why the two angels told Lot, we're going to destroy this city.
那么在十四节里面呢，他就之前呢就告诉罗德，你要告诉你的家人朋友，所有属于你的，你告诉他们要离开了。
So they told Lot to tell his family, his daughters, his sons-in-law, they need to leave the city.
在十四节里面呢，罗德就去告诉他的女婿。
So in verse 14, Lot went to tell his sons-in-law.
对他们说，你们起来离开这地方，因为耶和华要毁灭这城。
She told them that you may rise, get out of the place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city.
但是他的女婿的反应是怎么样？
But how did his sons-in-law react?
他以为罗德在讲笑。
They thought he was joking.
你有没有想过为什么他的女婿是有这样子的反应？
Did you think why does his sons-in-law react this way?
我想原因其实写在后面的两节圣经。
The reason is in the next two verses in the Bible.
特别在十六节就告诉我们，
Especially in verse 16,
这边讲到呢，原来罗德自己也不愿意走。
In verse 16, it shows Lot himself didn't want to move.
如果你家人你要离开这个城市，但是你自己都不愿意离开，
If you tell people to leave, but you are unwilling to,
人家怎么会相信你呢？
How can they believe you?
罗德为什么不愿意离开这个城市？
Why Lot would not want to leave?
因为他爱这个城市，就好像爱他的生命一样。
Because he loved the city as if he loved his life.
你有没有想过，为什么有的时候我们传福音，没有人愿意听？
Have you thought why people don't like to listen when we tell them the gospel?
有没有想过，为什么父母教训你的儿女，他们不理你。
Have you thought about as parents when you discipline your children, they don't pay attention?
有没有想过牧师讲道没有人愿意听？
Have you thought about when the pastor preaches, nobody wants to listen?
可能。
Possible.
可能的原因就是这个。
Maybe this is the reason.
就是你叫人走，你自己都不走。
So you tell people to leave, but you do not leave yourself.
你告诉人你要爱神，但是你自己却是爱这个世界。
You tell people you ought to love God, but you love the world.
你怎么期望人家会听你呢？
How can you expect people to listen?
约翰一书第二章十五节里面说，
In 1 John 12:15,
他讲到了不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Say, do not love the worldIn the world, anything in the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
So if anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not within him.
这三个原因就是为什么罗德失败。
So these are the three reasons of last failure.
你听完我讲以后呢，你心里面可能有这个想法。
After you heard what I say, you may think this way.
牧师，我爱世界怎么样？
So, Pastor, what happens if I love the world?
我问你了，罗德是不是因信称义呢？
Let me ask you, was Lot become righteous in his faith?
是啊。
Yes.
那么就是说他上天堂了，是不是？
Does that mean he went to heaven?
是啊
，Yes。
那么他爱世界还是想天堂？那么我也爱世界了。
Then he can go to heaven, still love the world, so I can love the world too.
我不愿意像亚伯拉罕。
I don't want like just like Abraham.
那么我们来看一看罗德的代价。
Let's look at the cost of Lot.
首先我们来看，23-26节。
First, we look at verse 23 to 26.
罗德赔偿了他的妻子。
So Lot paid for his cost.
Cost his wife.
Yeah.
罗德太爱这个索多玛城。
Lot loved so much of this city.
他一直不走。
He would not want to leave.
最后呢，其实是两个天使，就把他跟他的太太跟两个女儿的拉出去，他们才走的。
So finally, the two angels grabbed him, his wife, and two daughters. Then they left.
在十七节里面呢，这个天使警告他们。
In verse 17, the angels warned them.
告诉他们，徒命吧，不要回头，也不可在平原站住，要往山上徒跑，免得你们被剿灭。
So in verse 17, it says, flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't even stay on the plain. You need to flee to the mountain.
其实呢，他们呢已经跑到城外面了。
Actually, they already went outside the city.
但是最后我们看24-25节的时候呢，我们知道罗德的太太呢，最后就变成一根岩柱。
So if we go to now, verse 24-25, we know that Lot's wife became a pillar of salt.
为什么她会不听天使的警告呢？
Why didn't she listen to the warnings of the angels?
因为她舍不得这个世界。
Because she cannot give up this world.
她要停下来回头看这个世界。
She wanted to stop and turn around and look at the world.
为什么他舍不得这个世界？
Why is she unwilling to leave this world?
因为她跟她的丈夫一样。
Because she is like her husband.
罗德影响她的太太。
Because Lot had an influence on his wife.
当罗德爱这个世界的时候，不但只他爱这个世界，他的太太也爱这个世界。
So when Lot loved the world, not only he loved the world, but his wife also loved the world.
原本夫妻两个人应该是一体的。
Husband and wife should be one.
罗德应该把他的太太带到神的面前。
So Lot should have brought his wife to God.
但是他没有这样子做。
But he didn't do so.
因为他选择这个世界的时候，他太太也跟随他一起的选择这个世界。
So when he chose the world, his wife also chose the world.
你不要以为你选择世界只是你个人的一个选择。
Don't think when you choose the world, it's only your personal choice.
你的选择会影响你的配偶。
Your choice is going to affect your spouse.
第二个代价就是30-36节。
The second cause is from verse 30-36.
这个就是罗德的儿女。
That's Lot's children.
罗德跟他的两个女儿其实是安全的离开索多玛城。
So Lot and his two daughters, they safely left Sodom.
但是他们就发觉呢，他们离开以后，其实所有他们的朋友，包括他两个女婿呢，都已经死掉了。
After they left, they realized all their friends, including the two sons-in-laws, they've all died.
所以他两个女儿呢，就想到有一个难题。
So the two daughters faced a problem.
就是可能他们罗德这个家呢就没有后人了。
So It's possible there will be no offsprings of Lot.
这个只是一个很严重的一个问题。
So this is a very serious problem.
但是他两个女儿想到怎么解决这个方法，却是一个很没有道德的一个方法。
So the solutions of the two daughters is a very immoral one.
其实他就想到与他爸爸乱伦去生孩子。
So what they thought is to have sex with their father so have to have children.
我明白没有后代是一个很大的问题。
Without offspring is a big problem.
但是为什么他两个女儿会想到这样子没有道德的一个方法去解决呢？
So why do the two daughters have such immoral solutions?
我想就是从他爸爸身上学回来。
I think that's what they learned from their father.
你还记得当索多玛城里面的人围着他们的时候，他爸爸想出一个方法怎么解决这个危险呢？
Do you remember when the people surround their house in Sodom, what was the father's solution for that?
就是把他两个女儿推出去啊，给他们啊。
So he's going to bring his two daughters out to give them to the crowd.
他爸爸做一个没有道德的选择。
So his father made an immoral choice.
他的儿女也学他的爸爸。
So his daughters followed the example of their father.
就好像他爸爸一样没有道德。
So just like his father became immoral.
你有没有想过
？Have you thought
你的确定会影响你的儿女的确定
？When you make a choice, it's going to affect your children making choices too.
当你确定不要来教会要去钓鱼的时候，你可能影响你的儿女将来也是一样。
So when you decide to go fishing instead of coming to church, maybe one day your children will make the same decision.
你不要埋怨他们，哎，为什么你们怎么不讲信呢？
So don't complain to them when they don't come to church.
很多时候是因为我们没有好的榜样，所以他们就变成这样子。
Oftentimes because we did not give them good examples.
第三个代价就是罗德赔偿了自己。
So the third cost is Lot paid himself.
这个你看罗德他一生追求的是什么呢？
So what was the thing that Lot seeks for all his life?
其实就是世上的享乐。
It's the joy, pleasure of the world.
他忘不了的就是索多玛城的荣华。
What he cannot forget is the prosperity of Sodom.
现在他老了。
Now he's old.
那么他结果怎么样？
So what happened to him?
圣经告诉我们，他就住在一个洞里面。
The Bible tells us he lived in a cave.
朋友没有了。
No friends.
财产没有了。
No property.
其实他什么都没有。
Actually, he has nothing left.
你觉得这个值得吗？
Is this worth it?
如果你选择世界，你很有可能就成为罗德一样。
If you choose the world, you are likely to become just like Lot.
如果你还是不同意的时候
，If you still disagree,
因为有一些人觉得，虽然罗德最后什么都没有，但是他还是享受这个世界25年呢。
So he said, someone will say, even though he did not have anything yet, he enjoyed his life for 25 years.
那么我请你翻到彼得后书第二章七到八节了。
Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 7 and 8. 2 Peter.
特别在这两节圣经是讲到罗德的。
These two verses spoke of Lot.
第八节他说，因为哪日人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事，他的一心就天天伤痛。
That's verse 8. For that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard.
如果你真是神的儿女，
If you are truly children of God,
你就有神的生命在你心里。
You will have God's life in you.
没有一个人有神的生命会享受犯罪的。
No one with God's life can enjoy a sin.
他们连住在这里的附近他们都不喜欢。
They don't even like to live around sin, near to sin.
只是罗德没有享受，好像他幻想这些享乐。
Actually, Lot did not get to enjoy all the things he thought.
因为他有神的生命，他其实心里面天天在上动。
He has God's life in him, therefore he is tormented every day.
最后我们一起来看37-38节。
Let's go to verses 37 and 38 together.
这两节圣经呢，告诉我们呢，罗德跟他两个女儿呢，就生了两个儿子。
And this verses tell us that Lot had two sons with his two daughters.
这两个人就是两个国家，这是摩押人跟亚门人。
So these two sons become two countries, the Moabites and the Ammonites.
其实这两个国家就好像罗德一样。
And these two countries is just like Lot.
你知道这两个国家在哪里呢？
You know where are these two countries?
这两个国家呢，其实就在以色列的旁边。
It's right near Israel.
以色列这个国家就是神祝福的这个地方。
So we know the country of Israel is what God blessed.
这两个国家呢，却在神的祝福以外。
But these two countries is outside God's blessing.
罗德最悲惨的地方其实在什么？
So what is the most pitiful thing for Lot?
就是他只能站在神的祝福的外面去看。
He can only stand outside God's blessing and watch.
他没有享受到神的祝福。
He did not enjoy God's blessing.
原因因为他选择这个世界，没有选择。
So the reason is because he chose the worldHe did not choose God.
你觉得值得吗？
Do you think it's worthwhile?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我求你赦免我们的罪。
We ask you to forgive our sins.
因为很多时候我们就好像罗德一样，站在这个世界的旁边，去望这个世界。
Oftentimes we are just like Lot. We stood beside the world and watched it.
我们很羡慕他们的生活。
We envious of their lives.
但是在这个圣经里面你提醒我们。
But you remind us in the Bible.
只是当我们选择这个世界的时候，
When we choose the world,
我们会失去一切。
We shall lose all
things. 更严重的就是我们得不到神的祝福。
More serious, we cannot obtain God's blessing.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.